Hello again. Welcome to another video here on the Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube. I hope you're gearing up for a great weekend, and I can't wait to watch college football all day Saturday, NFL football all day Sunday. I want to talk about something today. We'll get right to it. Thanks for your support, by the way. Please subscribe. We're closing in on 5,000 subscribers in a little more than a month. That's pretty damn good. I'm not taking credit for it. You're the ones that are hitting the subscribe button, so please keep doing it as we'll continue to grow this. Anyway, and appreciate your comments. I'm going to say that every day because I love reading them. I learn things. We disagree on some things. That's okay. That is totally cool. I want to talk about Bill DeWitt Jr. today and some of the stuff I'm going to say you won't like. I'm going to say it again. I just used the word again three times. Pardon me. I'll say it one more time. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying, but I do believe in just sort of having a broader view of things. And I kind of draw the line at one thing, and I'm going to get to that. Well, I'll get to it now. There's a lot of talk, and this has been, the rumblings have been going on for a few years. And hey, a lot of you have said it in the comment section. And I, you know, you can see this said, you know, on social media too. Sell the team, DeWitt. Okay, I understand the frustration, the anger, and the way that the fan base has become disillusioned. I totally get it, and I'm not saying anybody's wrong. You're not wrong. In fact, the Cardinals, even though they're still selling more tickets this year, they've sold, you know, more tickets than all but six teams in the major leagues. And last year, they sold more tickets than all but three teams in the major leagues. It's just that now the fans are letting their voices be heard by not coming to the stadium to use the seats that they bought. I would never knock fans for being ticked off about the direction of this franchise and the complacency that has set in and the standards that have been lowered and other things that we've talked about a lot. All of that is 100% legit. So before I talk about why I'm not in favor or I'm not going to like lead some kind of fake crusade, you know, I see media people doing that stuff. We're going to have a rally and we're going to march on Busch Stadium and we're going to hold up those flaming torches until he sells the team. I may go on a hunger strike until he sells the team. No, I'm not an actor. I'm not a con man. No. And I'm just having fun with that. And it gave me a chance to use some voices, right? Listen, we all agree, I think, on this list and some other things that aren't on the list, but I'm sure we would agree with them too. I am not pleased with the direction of the franchise. I'm very disappointed by Bill DeWitt Jr. because I've known him, covered him, written about his teams for a long time, and I knew, and I know for sure he was on top of his game for a long, 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 long time. Cardinals had a wonderful franchise. They had an excellent model. He was ahead of his time. He brought Jeff Luno in. Everyone was like, well, who is this guy? He comes from a business school. Being a baseball man, Jeff Luno is one of the best things that Bill DeWitt ever did because the drafting and the development just took off. It was amazing, and it sustained success. But then Luno went to Houston as a GM, as he should have, took some smart people with him. And Bill DeWitt never adapted, never adjusted, never changed his model, never looked at it like, well, Lunau's going, I got to bring in someone to do what he was doing. And he did. That's where it began to slide. It just took a few years to show up in the standings, if you will, and to show up with the diminishing success in the postseason. But so that's what I trace it back to, okay? Not adapting and not bringing in someone else to do something very similar to what Jeff Luhnow did. And these guys are out there in abundance. They still are. It would have been easy for him to do that. He did not do that. He stayed with John Mozeliak at the time because the Cardinals were going great. And Mo knows what he's doing. And listen, I think Mo had a great run there for a while. And yeah, you can do your thing about, well, he did it with Jock and his players, and he didn't do anything. You know, actually, he did. But that was only for a limited time. Yeah, I did a thing, looking into like 2000, I had somebody telling me, well, you know, look at that 2011 team. He had nothing to do with that. Yeah, except that three of the starting pitchers and about two or three bullpen guys and half the starting lineup and the first couple guys off the bench, they were all brought in during Mozeliak's time as the general manager / baseball president of baseball operations. So that's one thing I don't do. I don't revise history. I'm as down on Mo as you all are. But people take the stuff to extreme. You can say what you want about his job performance now. It's been awful for a while. We know that. But, you know, people want to go back and alter history as if he never did anything. Well, listen, if that makes you feel better, do it. But I'm not obliged to agree because, you know, I take the time to go back and retrace transactions and, all right, who were on these postseason rosters, who won that World Series. Let's not do the thing where we act like nothing good ever happened with him running the baseball operation. But he's lost his way, just as Bill DeWitt Jr. has lost his way, and something's got to change. Bill DeWitt Jr. has allowed a great thing to decline, one of the proudest sports franchises, the most accomplished sports franchises. You can make a case that for a while the Cardinals were as good as any team in sports. He allowed that to decline. He waited too long to recognize the need to change. He stayed too long with an outdated model. He never replaced the brain power that Jeff Luhnow brought in here, the guy that he hired. He was so innovative back then. The same Bill DeWitt Jr. that aggressively fired Walt Jocketty 1 year after they won the 2006 World Series because Jocketty was feuding with Jeff Luhnow and he wouldn't let it go. And Walt's a friend of mine, but yeah, that's what happened. But DeWitt's like, no, we got to unify the organization. I got to make a change because Walt just can't accept the way it is. He boldly fired Walt Jocketty. I'll never forget it. I broke the story. And it was just kind of like, what? But the Luhnow-Jocketty division was very, 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 very deep. And it was splitting the organization in two. And one of the best things that Mozeliak ever did was he unified the baseball operation. He got everyone together. And they needed to heal that. And he did a good job with that. And yeah, I'll stay with that. Ain't a damn thing anybody can say to tell me, no, you're wrong. Prove it. He healed that operation in the baseball department when he really needed to do it. Anyway, enough with that. So the same guy that abruptly and very quickly fired Walt Jocketty, who was extremely successful, right, has let this thing rot. And the rot continues to set in and set in and set in. And he hasn't had the urgency with John Mozeliak, obviously, that he had with Walt Jocketty. The Cardinals have become a predictable, tired, complacent, kind of arrogant, definitely stubborn baseball operation and overall team. I'm not talking about the non-baseball people. They just assume we're the Cardinals. We're great. We know what we're doing. We're going to continue to win. And, oh, by the way, you know, it's only going to take about 86 wins to make the playoffs. That strong desire to win lapsed. That's inexcusable. The calibrating Cardinals is now, you know, the last few years, like, well, what is it going to take us to make the playoffs? And once we get in, anything can happen. That's not a strategy, okay? It's not a strategy. You try to put the best team together that you can. And let me repeat this again. I don't need him or John Mozeliak to spend stupid money on bad players or mediocre players or overrated players. I don't need them to prove anything to me by throwing money around haphazardly and stupidly. I need them to get back to where they were, the Cardinals franchise, as being smarter than the rest or just about all the rest, having a really effective, efficient payroll, having a terrific, thriving, booming draft and player development system. That's what I want. I don't care if he's spending $10 million or $15 million less than somebody else because I don't spend the money well. So what does it matter? They've lost their way in the draft and development that used to be the lifeblood of this franchise under Bill DeWitt. And that is inexcusable and it's hurt him. Just a side note, it's bouncing back. I saw MLB.com, the MLB pipeline, and they're good. They have a great staff. They're good. they did a thing ranking the organizations as of like right now in terms of who's got the best starting pitching in development in the minor leagues. And the Cardinals came in third. I was like, well, I can see that. Yeah, they have made some progress there. It's about dang time, right? They still haven't developed an elite hitter in a long time in terms of draft and development. Unless Paul DeJong, all due respect to Paulie, unless that's your idea of an elite hitter, and he did make an all-star team, but no. Guys that they drafted and developed and who came here as Cardinals, they started as Cardinals, they haven't developed an elite hitter in many, 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 many years. So I'm well aware of all the flaws and the way this thing has decayed and declined. But, and let's add to this, it's not just regular season success. You know, if the Cardinals don't make the playoffs this year, it'll be 2 years in a row and it'll be fifth time. Well, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. Forgive me for being fairy dust, not being fairy dust guy. You know, someone's going to come along and it's going to be a magic. It's going to be magic. They're going to make the play. No, I actually still have people asking me that stuff. It's like, can you look at the standings, Eddie? I'm being cranky. But no, they 2 years in a row, they will not be in the playoffs. And then it's five times in the last 9 years, they won't be in the playoffs. And that is a very big change from where they were for a long time under Bill DeWitt's leadership. Since 2016, four postseason wins, 11 losses, one playoff round, one against Atlanta in 2019. If you look at, if you want to throw 2015 in, they had a great regular season team, 100 games, but they won the first game of the series against the Cubs and then got beat three times in a row, and it was pretty bloody and ugly. So if you want to throw just postseason-wise, if you want to throw 2015 in there, so the Cardinals, however you want to, you know, cut it, 5-14 in the postseason since 2015, 4-11 since 2016. It's not good enough. It's beneath them. And this could have been avoided, prevented, and they just let it slide. Awful, okay? But here's why I say I'm not going to join people saying sell the team, because first of all, it's not going to matter in terms of my standpoint, because Bill DeWitt's going to do what he wants to do. He loves having the team. He is 83. Maybe there'll be a point in time that he will decide I've had enough, but I also think he wants to keep it in the family. He could change his mind with that. And I understand the anger that leads to these shouts of sell the team. I get it. I'm not belittling anyone. I'm just saying I don't agree with that, because the entire body of work since he purchased this team is still, even with all the mediocrity and the lack of recent success and the postseason, you know, the postseason victories and triumphs and series wins and all that, the fact that that stuff has just all but disappeared, that's a real problem. But even with that stuff baked in there, Bill DeWitt bought this franchise before the 1996 season. And even with all the downturn stuff in there, they got the third best winning percentage in the National League since 1996 and the fourth best overall in the majors. They've been to the postseason 13 times. Only the Dodgers and the Braves topped that in the National League. And I know the Yankees topped that in the American League. They've had 75 postseason wins under DeWitt. That's more than any National League team since he bought the team. And second to the Yankees overall. How about postseason games competed in? 150. Most by a National League team, second to the Yankees. What about postseason wins? I already mentioned that. 75 wins, more than any team in baseball except the Yankees since 1996. And the other thing that I want to attach to that, with DeWitt as the owner, the Cardinals have had 71 home postseason games. That's the most in the National League by far, and it's also second to the Yankees. And they've won 43 postseason games at home, most in the National League, second to the Yankees. So, you know, and of course, four pennants, two World Series titles, you know, played in a bunch of league championship series. All these Hall of Fame players, just incredible star power, fun team, entertaining, colorful. almost like assassin like in terms of like they're just cold-blooded winners. You know what I'm saying? Those guys are hard to replace, but the Cardinals could have done better. So even with the bad stuff mixed in, it's still a really strong record overall. And you have to factor in also where they were before he took over. You know, from 1969 through 1995. And oh, by the way, I know the playoff formats were different, okay? It used to be one team from each league met in the World Series, and that's it. That's how you get to the postseason. You got one team in each league. Then I think it was either 69 or 70. I believe 69. They took the two leagues, and the two leagues split into division. And then, you know, the West would play the East in the American League. The West would play the East in the National League. So you had one playoff round. Then the winners met in the World Series. And it was like that way for a long time until they added the wild card. The first season, the wild card postseason, 1995. So, and it's gotten progressively easier to make the playoffs. Then it went to two wild cards in each league. Then it's three. We all know that, but I just want to say I do get that. But from 1969 through 1995, that's 27 seasons. They made the playoffs three times, all under Whitey Herzog. They did win three pennants under the White Rat. They won the World Series, as you know. Their regular season record was 10th overall. There weren't as many teams there. And the one thing about this is I'm going to tell you about, because again, I'm going to recognize absolutely it was much tougher to make the playoffs then. But it's also all relative. And what I'm saying is from 1969 through 1995, the Cardinals were competing under the same format as every other team, right? And from 1969 through 1995, 27 seasons at 26 playoffs, because there wasn't any in 94. The Cardinals were ninth in postseason wins. And again, everybody was operating under the same playoff rules and format. So even with the fact that DeWitt has let this thing slide, those years before him, the wonderful Whitey Herzog rule, era was obviously an exception. Some of the best and most exciting and most successful baseball in the history of our town. But there was a big gap before that, and there was a big gap after that, and the Cardinals were not much of a factor before and after Whitey Herzog. And even with, you know, DeWitt letting this thing to deteriorate, you know, the Cardinals still have, I think, an impressive overall body of work with him as the owner. But that doesn't justify his role, and he calls all the shots. It's not like he says to John Mozeliak, well, I'm going to go up to Michigan. You know, we got a place on the lake, or I'm going to go down to a place in Jupiter. You know, if you make a free agent signing, just text me. It doesn't work like that. Bill DeWitt is in on every decision. Bill DeWitt lost his fastball, and he's an 83-year-old man. I respect him. I want him to rally. But it is what it is. He took a great – I did the video on this a few weeks ago. You know, he killed the golden goose, and it didn't have to happen. So I'm down on him for, you know, his role in letting this thing fall apart to the extent that it has. But he can change it. And if he can't change it, maybe I'll be joining you in – well, you know, he – I might not be screaming it, but – I might be joining you one of these years. Well, maybe he really ought to think about selling, because this can't be fun for him. And it sure as hell ain't fun for the fans. I'm not there yet. And it doesn't matter anyway, because what I say, it's not because, oh, well, Bernie says I should sell. Oh, well, we better sell that. Here, let's get the broker on the – it doesn't work that way. The fans have gotten his attention. I know that. And it's not a coincidence that, you know, this is all of a sudden Heim Bloom shows up. And Bill DeWitt said some stuff at the winter warmup this past winter warmup, talking about why they brought Heim Bloom in, and I missed the comments at the time, and I was encouraged what he said. He basically said, "Look, we've gotten stale. We're looking around. There are teams doing stuff a lot better than us, and we need to." And he's basically saying we need to catch up, and we recognize that. So That was the first thought. At least he now recognizes it. Now, the other thing is, well, what's he going to do about it? And if Bill DeWitt was sitting in my home right now, or I would patch him in on a speakerphone, I would tell him, because I kind of have told him in terms of like text message exchanges, it's like, listen, you pulled this franchise out of a bad place. And you built a winning machine for the longest period of time, but you let it slip. And this is a time for drastic action. This is a time for a major overhaul. You can't tiptoe around it. You can't tweak it. And if Bill DeWitt thinks he's going to get the fan base back by keeping John Mozeliak around as the director or the president of baseball operations in 2025, and then Mo will, you know, gracefully retire, whatever. If he thinks that that is going to sit with fans and like, oh, well, Bill, oh, that's okay, Bill. Yeah, damn. Oh, that's all right. No, it ain't going to work. So to find out if he really gets it or not when he makes the decision whether to move I'm Bloom in the big chair now or to wait a year for reasons that make absolutely no sense. The Cardinals, however, have recognized to this point the need to change. It's one of the reasons why they're going to have a new player development director, new head of the minor leagues. There will be more changes. There's got to be a lot of changes, and they have to be substantial changes because Cardinals fans aren't stupid, and they're not going to fall for, you know, a game of three-card Monty. Well, I moved it over here. Move that over here. Look, that's over there. You know, they're not going to fall for it. They're not going to fall for window dressing. They're not going to fall for, you know, marketing pitches or something that tries to distract you from the reality that John Mozeliak is still in charge. And I hope he realizes the effect that it's going to have on business because they have a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. It's going to take a while to get this thing back up to speed because they let it fall so far behind. And it never should have happened. And it only makes what they have to do. It only makes that job much, 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 much more difficult. Because the hole is deeper now. The deficit is deeper now. The gap between them and the smarter teams is getting wider and wider and wider. So that makes it tough to say, well, we're going to win again in 2025. Not with what you have now. And if you're, you know, worried about this TV contract, then once again, never hear the St. Louis Blues whining about this. And they got the same damn TV contract with the Bally Sports Midwest, the Diamond Sports people. People are not going to, they're even with Heim Bloom in the background, and you can try to push him. If I'm talking about 2025, you can try to push him as like, well, you know, he's got a major say in all this. Well, not good enough. People are not going to believe you're really serious. As long as you have Mozeliak running things, and if Mozeliak keeps Ali Marmol in the dugout. And I'm not going to get into an Ali Marmol debate. I've said, you know, the other thing, because I get people ripping me for that, whatever. It was like I defended him because, you know, first of all, the roster that he has, good luck to any manager for trying to win and win big with this group the last couple years. This is a front office failure more than a managerial failure. And I'll defend Ali Marmol on certain things because I try to be fair. I don't pile on just to pile on. I don't need to prove, I'm a tough guy. Let me show you. I don't do that. If Ali Marmol's doing some things really well, I'll say I think he's doing those things really well. When he doesn't, I blast him, and I've blasted him a lot. And we've talked about some of that stuff. And I've also said the Cardinals can do better. And never in these videos or anything I've written at Scoops Network, you have never heard me say, or you've never seen me write the words, they must bring Ali Marmol back in 2025. No, I've never took that stand. If it's in terms of getting the fans' confidence restored, at least partially, you know, as long as Mozeliak's in charge and Marmol is in the dugout, Marmol is wearing the taint of John Mozeliak and people will hate the manager. Because they tie, and I get it, they tie Mozeliak and Marmol together. And so you're not going to be able to finesse your way into making fans feel, oh, okay, they get it now. Wow, you know, this was a big, substantial change. Boy, they cleared a lot of this out. No, Anything less than that, the fans are not going to have confidence and they're not going to have faith and they will not view you the same. They want to see real change, substantial, dramatic, meaningful change. And that means not coming back with the same crew, period. It's really that simple. Then you got to make some decisions and you got to have somebody else running things. I hope Bill DeWitt understands that. I'm not sure that he does, and that disappoints me. I'm not ready to say sell the team because I saw Bill DeWitt pull this thing up when it was down for a long time through 1995. And I saw what he did. And if he's got pride and if he has been disappointed by this and he knows that he is ultimately responsible for what has happened, I got to believe somewhere there's enough pride and determination to kick in that he will do what needs to be done and truly get this franchise on a different course, a new path, new leadership, new ideas, getting everything up to speed. But I'm not going to scream, sell the team. First of all, you don't know who he'd sell to. Don't assume the next guy is going to be next guy or next group's going to be better. It's always kind of a risky business thing there. I remember, you know, growing up in Baltimore as a Colts fan, you know, all my Polish uncles and great uncles and cousins and my father, my grandfather, you know, they got tired of Carol Rosenblum when he owned the Colts. And this is ancient history. Nobody cares. But I'm giving you an example, personal example. He says, I wish he'd sell this team. You know, they've had good teams. They don't win any championships. And it's been a long time. And he keeps making us buy preseason tickets or we can't have season tickets. And my family was original Baltimore Colts season ticket holders. They had a ticket drive. NFL said, you'll get a team if you can sell 10,000 season tickets. And my big sprawling Polish family, you know, bought about 50 season tickets and sat in the same rows the whole time the team was there. But all my uncles and cousins and everybody, you know, I wish Rosenblum would get out of here. Well, he sold it to Bob Irsay, and you don't need me to do that, the history there. The whole thing went to hell, and then he moved the team out of Baltimore. You never know what you're going to get. And I remember when Irsay took over, everybody's like, oh, man, he's just like us, because he'd go up in the stands, have a beer with fans, and yeah, he's just a regular guy. No, you never know what you're going to get. So my wish is that Bill DeWitt gets that second wave of urgency and fixes this. And if he doesn't fix it, then it's only going to get worse and he will be the only person to blame. So a little bit here, I'm hoping for the best. Do I trust it? No, hell no. Do I think he's going to be as aggressive as we all want? No, I can't. I have to see it. I'm not going to say, well, he'll know what to do. No, we have to see it. And there's a way to prove it. Anyway, that's my perspective. I hope you all know where I'm coming from. It isn't to defend Bill Witt. It's to point out everything he's done wrong, but also to note that this thing was great for a long time. And he has the power, because it's his club, he has the power to change it and kind of repeat history. I would hope that that makes him highly, highly, highly motivated. We'll find out, won't we? Thank you all very much. We'll be back soon with another Bernie Show. Take care.